Chapter 10. England.
Our journey to England began in 1616. It was an exciting adventure for me. We traveled across the Atlantic Ocean on a big ship and went directly to London. Everything in London looked very strange. The buildings and streets were close together, and there were a lot of people. Compared to the clean, open spaces in America, everything was very crowded and dirty. At first, everything in London looked grey to me. The streets, the houses, even the sky was grey. After a few weeks, I became accustomed to my new surroundings and began to know the people. They were very friendly and invited me to visit their homes. They wanted to know about my life as the chief's daughter. At first, some people looked at me suspiciously. They saw me as a native, not as an ordinary person. But we talked for a few minutes, and then they saw I was just like them. The English people were very curious about life in the New World of America. I tried to explain the Native American point of view. The New World is only new for the white men, but not for the native tribes. It is our old home, I explained. America is a big country, but the English can't have it all. They can live there, but they can't take any land that they want. They can build their farms and towns, but they must ask permission from the chiefs of the tribes first. It was hard for them to understand this.